Well, I tell you what, it doesn't take very long to make a career, but with me today is Brent Chapman. And Brent, you just come back from the Bush shootout and $100,000 there. And on top of that, the Top Gun, right before that, another $100,000. The career is rolling.
Yeah, it really is, Terry. It's just been an awesome couple weeks. I think that's what makes our sport so exciting is how rewarding it can be in such a short time. And, you know, I mean, that's one of the biggest reasons I wouldn't trade my career for anything is just for these type of opportunities.
Well, you had a great opportunity to go to Table Rock Lake and fish the Bush shootout, which is a great event. You look at what Bush is doing there. I know you guys had an excellent time. You got to fish against 13 pretty good anglers.
Oh, yeah. My hat's off, again, to Bush Beer for, getting involved with our sport and creating these type of opportunities for us. You know, without these type of these sponsors, willing to participate, we wouldn't have these opportunities. And I owe them a big thanks. And, to go to Table Rock, which is, what I would consider to be one of my home waters, it was just awesome.
Well, you look back at it, reflect on it, it's an event that is kind of a one-time thing. They have it every year, but it's an event that you don't have points that are considered. You don't have all that other kind of stuff. You have to catch one good bag of fish during the year to get in it. And when you do, man, when you think $100,000, that's a pretty neat deal.
Yeah, it really was. When I caught the biggest bag there at Table Rock, it was at the time it was $1,000 bonus, which I thought, wow, this is really cool. $1,000 bonus for catching the big bag, and then it's like, oh, you also qualified for the Bush shootout, which is a minimum of $5,000, and right then and there, that bag got worth a lot more, and then to go and win the $100,000, it's just amazing what one day's fishing plus a couple more from the actual this Bush shootout tournament itself, what it can actually do for you. So it's been really awesome.
Well, Table Rock can fish very difficult, a very clear impoundment, and can be very difficult to fish, but you were able to pull out a Lucky Craft crankbait and do pretty well with it.
Yeah, I was real fortunate there. When we were first going to Table Rock, I was excited, but on the other hand, I was real nervous just because there's some very good shallow water fishing, which actually showed, that there was some good shallow water fishing, but typically this time of year, these tournaments are dominated by the deep water fishermen. And, fortunately this time, the shallow water fishing came up ahead.
Well, you look back at it, you kind of had a pattern that you had to develop. You really didn't have any much to practice to be on. You talk about it being your home lake, but in reality, it's a ways from you. You get to fish it once in a while. But, you had to go out there and find those fish quickly. What did you do?
I only fished there one other time in the fall. And I actually kind of relied on that experience I had learned 2 years ago in a tournament. And just kind of went up there and had expanded on that, and it really paid off. And it just shows how neat of a lake Table Rock is from a pattern aspect. I essentially went and fished the same patterns that I did 2 years ago, and it paid off.
Well, you've always been known as probably one of the most consistent anglers out there. Names like George Cochran, Denny Brower, some of those guys come in with consistency. But you've been as consistent as anybody throughout the years. And then when you come to one of these type of events where it's a shootout format, consistency kind of gets thrown out the window. You got to go for the glory, don't you?
Yeah, I really do, and I think that's been one of the things that's probably hurt me over the years, is I think I'm maybe a little too conservative, and I go out more for the consistent finishes instead of going for the wins, and in these last two events, it was a winner-take-all type of event, so it kind of made me fish a little more aggressively, and obviously it's what I needed so I could go out and win some of these tournaments. So I'm going to try to really spend some time in the tree stand this fall analyzing, what I did at these tournaments, the different thoughts I had, and hopefully we can put it together for next year.
You look back at Top Gun and you reflect on that a little bit. You power fished and really went after it. And, I had the opportunity to be there, so it was really neat to see that happen. Denny Brower once told me that the thing that's neat is when you learn how to win, then you can be really scary because then people know and expect you to win. And once you learn that, which you've done now, I think it's going to be scary for the guys next year, no question about it.
Well, I hope that's the case. Definitely, every year I'm wanting to, achieve bigger and bigger goals. And after sitting at home watching the Bassmasters Classic this year, I really realized that, hey, I want to step it up a notch. I want to start winning. And with these last two events, I've been able to do that. So I hope I can continue it into next year.
Well, I guess the next event for you from a tour standpoint will be the Bassmaster Classic. And, that's right. In 2006, you didn't qualify, did you?
No. Unfortunately, I came up a little bit shy. I can look back at my season and think of a fish here or there that I lost that probably kept me out of the Classic or, one bite that I missed. Just one or two fish here or there that would have really made a difference on my whole season.
Well, I was ready for you to give me some heat there. That was really why I said that. You've had such a great stellar career. Everybody almost expects you to be at the Classic.
Yeah, they really do. And that was hard for me. I've been at the Classic, I think, the last 4 years in a row, and then to sit at home and watch it on TV, even at a tough place like Pittsburgh, it was really gut-wrenching to me. I mean, it really hit me hard, and it's going to hit me hard again in February when they've got it down there at Toho. But I think what the neat thing for me is it'll probably motivate me to even just be that much more ready and, you know, ready to qualify for the 2007 Bassmasters Classic.
Well, a lot of changes for you, you know, in the last several months. Of course, you got the new family, young kids, and moved into a different house. But now you're also going to get a fifth wheel and get behind that a little bit.
Yeah, we're kind of done with the hotel game, you know, of every week being in some new hotel or different hotel. And, you know, typically as professional fishermen, we don't get to stay at the nicest of hotels. We kind of stay at the ones that are more accommodating. And so we've decided we're going to purchase probably around a 30-foot fifth wheel, and we're actually going to take two vehicles on the road. So I hope gas prices don't get too out of control to where we can still continue to afford it, because I'm really looking forward to taking that route instead of the hotel.
Well, maybe you can supplant some of those gas costs with those hotel costs, and it'll come out as a wash for you.
Well, that's kind of what we're hoping for, but the way these gas prices are going, it's not making it easy, that's for sure. But, you know, we've been real fortunate with the money we've won these last 2 months to really help offset that. So hopefully we can afford it and actually, you know, capitalize on the money we've won this year and, you know, look at it as an investment towards next year.
Well, let's talk about change of life a little bit. I mean, Terminator, you won with a Terminator jig at Table Rock, of course, a Lucky Craft crankbait, and you look back at it now and you reflect, has your career changed a little bit? Are you getting sponsors calls? Are you trying to solicit a few more? What's going on there?
Well, believe it or not, and you know, I think this is probably one of the biggest misconceptions. When you go out and win a tournament or two, it's not like people are just pounding down the door or you know, phones ringing off the hook with new sponsor opportunities, but it definitely will. It'll open the door. Probably I'll have I've got some new things on my resume now. I've got some more bargaining tools there. So probably the biggest thing it's going to do for me is hopefully, you know, I'll have more of a bargaining tool with the sponsors I've currently got. But and at the same time, it will probably open the door as well for a few more. But it's something we're going to have to work on to make happen.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, people don't clamor to spend money typically, but you know, with your resume now and having an invitational win prior to that. You know, it's starting to say, wait a minute, this guy's for real. He's a good fisherman. Plus, he's a good guy. And those are all things that we look for in this industry.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope the right people are maybe to, you know, able to finally realize that, and hopefully, you know, we can capitalize that on that as well.
Well, you know, you come from a neck of the woods that's not known for bass fishing. You know, where you live there in Kansas, and you think about it, you've got a career. You're centrally located. You can kind of move around a little bit easier, maybe on that gas cost a little bit. But people don't think about these guys being in there in the heartland, being this professional angler that's going to go out and really take the world by storm. But here lately, you've proven it can be done.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I've been real fortunate. I grew up on a little lake that we actually live on again now called Lake Quivira, and it's just been a perfect learning grounds for me. I mean, it's about a 300-acre lake, and it's a place that's full of fish, so I can go out, and when there's a new lure or a new technique out, I can go out and find out what works, what doesn't work, what I like, what I don't like, and it's really helped me in my fishing. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, people say you're from Kansas, you know, how can a Kansas guy compete? But I'm only across the border from Missouri, and some of the best anglers in the country have come from Missouri. You know, I've grown up fishing the same waters that the Browers, the Hibdens, you know, Randy Blockett, those type guys. So, you know, I've definitely had some experience on some good waters. And, you know, a lot of it, as far as a professional fishing career, I've had to pay my dues. I spent the first, I think, 2.5 years on the top 100 trail at the time and never cashed a paycheck. So I definitely had to put in my time of learning the waters and learning how the different types of fisheries fished. And, you know, it's finally all fallen into place. And, you know, I'm glad I stuck it out.
Well, learning you have, and it's very obvious that with this great success here in the last month, big things are really ahead for you, Brent, and I know you're a young man yet and have got a lot of goals and aspirations, and we appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
Certainly. I appreciate it, Terry, and anytime.
Well, you're living proof to me that good guys can finish first. Brent Chapman, thanks for being with us here at Bass Fan Radio. I'm Terry Brown, and this indeed has been Bass Fan Radio.